Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Janie McCullough. She is the Senior First Aid Trainer for the Australian Red Cross. Good day, Janie.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
And of course, today we are going to talk about the importance of knowing the right skills to be able to save someone's life.
Indeed we are. So where should we start?
We've heard stories of children as young as 1 or 2 years old who have saved the lives of their parents or their grandparents because they knew the importance of the number 000.
Well, that's right. We've seen toddlers, as you've said, you know, that have just have learned somewhere, somehow, that they've just picked up a phone and they've just dialed that number, and the operator has been able to identify that there is an emergency, and there's been some absolutely incredible outcomes. And whilst we know that, you know, we need to guide our children to the most appropriate type of training, we know the younger that we're able, the children can get that training, then the better.
And one of the most important things that we have to consider, especially around Australia when there's really huge space and distances between areas, is to know how to save a life while the paramedics are on their way, isn't it?
That's right. That's absolutely right. We talk about first aid, and it's called first aid for a reason, is because the paramedics aren't first aid. They're the second level of care. The first aid, every person, the parent, the family member, that's the first line of treatment and care for a casualty, and that's why it is so important that people have some skill, have knowledge, and, of course, have confidence to know what to do.
And when we do watch those medical shows or action movies, we always see people giving CPRs.
That's right.
That's cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
That's right.
And how important is it that we ourselves know CPR?
It is so important because in any given time situation, someone could be faced with it, whether it's in the backyard pool, whether it's a car accident, whether it's any time, anywhere, a heart attack, sporting, you know, with our kids, family, at any time. If someone knows what to do, then it is going to provide the best possible outcome. And it is as simple as that. The statistics are there, and we know from results that it's the confidence to know what to do. And I sort of like reiterate that word confidence, because people have often said, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do, and they weren't confident. So by teaching skills, skills builds confidence.
And how would you know, or how can you tell if it's the right time or if you need to perform CPR?
Okay, so when you spoke about CPR being cardiopulmonary resuscitation, which means we're pumping blood, oxygen-rich blood, and we're keeping the lungs expanded, and we're giving some oxygen when we do the breaths. So if somebody is unconscious, unresponsive, so you can't wake them up, and they don't look as though they're breathing normally or not breathing, or if you're unsure, then you need to start doing this. So that's when we know that we need to start doing it, is when they're showing those signs. And like I said, even if you're unsure, to start.
Well, how old or what is the youngest age that we can teach this skill?
In schools and in preschools, there have been people that have come in, paramedics, other training organisations such as the Red Cross, that have come in and been able to demonstrate what it actually looks like. And children are often that visual, so they see that and they think, oh, you know, those cognitive skills might be able to pick up remembering from what they've seen, and then that could produce an outcome that might save a family member's life. So it can be as young as that. And, of course, getting it introduced into schools, into primary schools, is to actually the hands-on learning is so important from that young age. And that needs to be coordinated through the school. It's vital.
What's alarming is that in a recent study, it found out that 75 or 74% of those surveyed didn't know CPR.
And it is extremely alarming. And this is why at the Red Cross, and knowing that the work that I do with all of the trainers and with training services, is that it's, you know, even more so than ever, knowing that there are so many things that happen in everyday life where the actual first aid response, you know, is so vital. And to know that those statistics exist, we need to get people more trained and we need to get people more confident to know what to do, even if they help to coordinate the scene. It's someone taking control of a situation. And at the end of the day, we're talking about the best outcome for a casualty.
And of course, there's this also other side of the story where someone will say, I don't need to learn CPR, my partner knows it, or someone in the family knows it.
It could be their partner. And, you know, we never want to wish this upon anyone, but the realistic situation is that it could be anyone. Unfortunately, if it ever came to the stage where it was that person that actually had all the skills, and something unfortunately happened to them, then we need to have, you know, everyone trained. And it is as simple as that. We might not always have access to those people that are skilled to be able to do that. I think that's an unrealistic expectation. We need to make it realistic. And in my experience as a clinical person, that's why I'm passionate about it, because we have to be realistic. Things can happen at any time, anywhere, to anyone.
And it could happen to your child, and it's just you and your child in the room, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. There's no one else around, so it's up to you, you know, taking a deep breath and doing what you need to do for the best outcome for your child.
And there are different ways of performing CPR depending on who you perform it to. Is that correct? Like, you do it differently when you do it with a child than with an adult?
So we say an infant, so a baby, so it's just a technique. The actual ratio stays the same, and that's changed. We've kept it very simple. The Australian Resuscitation Council provides the guidelines, and we follow the guidelines, and the guidelines are very simple when we do our training. So the ratios are the same, but it's just a technique. So with an infant, we just use two fingers instead of two hands. And the breath, of course, when we're giving those breaths, it's a lot shorter. And it's a lot smaller, the amount, because it's the size of the baby and the size of their lungs. Everything else is generally the same.
And April Fool or April Pool's Day, there's no excuse for anyone, because you will be around more than 160 sites?
That's right. We've formed a really great partnership with Pool Works in this April Pool's Day campaign, to, as their training services partner, to be able to go in there, do some demonstrations, answer some questions, and to really get that message out that we want to work with organisations like Pool Works, companies, so that if somebody has got a pool, but knowing that to elevate that importance of getting training and getting trained, and having that responsibility to have people trained, pool owners, parents, children, so that if something happens, and the unfortunate statistics of drownings in backyard pools, that just needs to be reduced. So it is really, really important, and we're very proud of this collaboration and partnership that we have with Pool Works.
So that's right across Australia?
Yes, right across Australia, in all regions and towns that have a Pool Works store. We'll be working through, you know, April Pool's Day and right throughout April for these actual promotions.
So as they say, don't fool yourself on April Pools.
Absolutely.
Jenny McCullough from the Australian Red Cross, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you. Take care.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.